నారాయణ నమస్తే చాణురుం చైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తుతుజయం ఉదీరయే నష్ట ప్రైస్వాదేశు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భాగవతృతమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ instruction called Upadeshamrita. We will do text 5 today. And in the book, it's a small book, Upadeshamrita, it starts on page 47. If you go to page 47, you will see the Sanskrit there. We will recite the Sanskrit together and also the word for word and the English translation. So page 47, Nectar of Instruction, text 5. Okay, please repeat. Krishneti,
Krishneti,
Yasya,
Giri,
Tam, Anasendriyata,
Anasendriyata,
Dikshasti,
Jet,
Pranatibhish, Cha,
Bhajantam,
Isham, Shushrusaya, Bhajanam, Vigyam, Ananyam, Anya, Mindati, Shunya, Freedom, Ipsita, Sangha, Vabhya. We continue. Krishna, the holy name of Lord Krishna. Iti, thus, Yasya, of whom? Giri, in the words or speech. Tam, him. Manasa, by the mind. Adriyeta,
one must honor.
Diksha,
initiation.
Asti,
there is.
Chet, if.
Pranatibhi,
by obeisances. Cha, also. Bhajantam, engaged in devotional service. Isham, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shushrushaya, by practical service. Bhajanavigyam, one who is advanced in devotional service. Ananyam,
without deviation.
Anyaninda adi, of blasphemy of others, etc. Sunya,
completely devoid.
Ridam, whose heart? Ipsita,
desirable.
Sangha, association. Labhya,
by gaining.
Translation by his mind is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee
who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Please repeat after me. One should mentally honor the devotee.
One should mentally honor the devotee.
Who chants the holy name?
Who chants the holy name?
Of Lord Krishna.
Of Lord Krishna.
One should offer humble obeisances.
One should offer humble obeisances.
To the devotee.
To the devotee.
Who has undergone.
Who has undergone.
Spiritual initiation, diksha. And is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with
and
faithfully serve
that
pure
devotee
who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Prabhupada, as you've been coming and earlier, you know the other Prabhupadas are fairly long, so we'll take them piece by piece. In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnavas in an appropriate way according to their status. In this verse, he tells how to deal with three types of devotees, the Kanishtha Adhikari, the Madhyam Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. So we will be talking about these three types of devotees by guidance and mercy from my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajinati Mirandasya Jnana Jnashalakaya Chakshu Ambalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha Sri Chaitanya Malo Vistam Sakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavaya Vidati Swapagantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Sri Rupa Sakajatam Sakana Rukunatam Vitam Tam Siddhiva Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Vada Sahagana Vadita Sri Shakam Vitam Shita. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namustite. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari. Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Kri. Vancha Kapata Rubescha Vipasundive Eva Chaptitanam Pavanevya Vaishavi Vipunavaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Charikora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityamati Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prasthachyani Sitai Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Vedayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Kula Chitainma Anandali Namaya Vigrahaya Mabhya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation is that one should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. So, one thing that's clear here is that All the three descriptions given here are of devotees who chant the holy name of the Lord. Beginning from, what we say, person that's starting off. When a person comes to Krishna consciousness because they believe in God, they have faith. That faith can be soft at first. It can be firmed up over time by more conviction and also by service. Now, when you come into the association of devotees, one of the things that you learn and learn very quickly is that the cornerstone, which is also the Yugadharma for this age, involves the chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first sentence, or the first, we will say, clause, if you want to go strictly into grammar, one should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord. So, the word honor is already being used here. And when it comes to honor, we know in regular life that anybody that's honored is a special person. For anybody to want to honor anyone, that person they want to honor has to be seen as a special person. Therefore, all devotees, whether they just came into the devotional path, or that they've been in there for a while, even decades, they are all ones that deserve honor from us. And it's interesting how the translation ends. It ends with the type of a devotee who is pure, and one of the things that a devotee who is pure does not do is criticize others. Now, how in the world is anybody going to honor a devotee and then criticize them at the same time? Don't they go against each other? It's obvious. If you honor someone, you shouldn't be criticizing them. If you criticize them, you really don't honor them. Those two things can't go together unless we're just playing a game with that person. So, one of the things that comes as a property of a pure devotee is they are completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. That does not mean that wrongdoings are not there or that they're not observed by the pure devotee. Yes, they see these things. But the one thing that is obvious and should be obvious to all of us is if we call ourselves conditioned souls, if we call ourselves conditioned souls, then we have a higher nature and we also have a lower nature. Both are there. And in the process of Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga, it is a situation where gradual purification occurs within the person. So, over time, some of the lower nature would go away. Different situations that Krishna through set up for the person to begin to have some realizations. From those realizations, the negative or the lower nature begins to go away. But the lower nature is there in everybody that is a conditioned soul. So to spend time and talk about that is not saying anything new. And matter of fact, what's going to do is make the person uncomfortable. That's all that's going to happen. Uncomfortable. When a person talks about someone's nature that is lower, then that person is ready to offer suggestions to help that person with a lower nature grow. If that is not the plan, then that person who realizes the lower nature of the other person should not be criticizing them. To not criticize is a very, very, very important thing. But when we develop, we will in fact purify the heart and grow rather quickly. That's why it says here, whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. So even when we come fairly new into Christian consciousness, we should honor each other. We are chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna. We should mentally honor each other, meaning that we should at the very least respect each other. At the very least. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the three types of devotees, and they are given the Sanskrit name Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttama. Now the translation goes from the beginner, middle, and then the advanced. Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttama. And Srila Prabhupada says, the Kanishta, who we should mentally honor at the very least, is a neophyte who has received Harinam initiation from a spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of the Lord. That's what it says. This is directly from the purport. One should respect such a person within his mind as a Kanishta Vaishnava. So anyone who is chanting the holy name of the Lord is a special person, and the honor should be given at least in that person's, in everyone's mind to that person. Now later on we'll talk about the differences in Kanishta, Madhyam, and then we'll talk about Uttama Adhikari also. So Kanishta Adhikari is a neophyte. Madhyam Adhikari has received spiritual initiation. Again, this is direct from the purport. They received the spiritual initiation from the spiritual master, has been engaged by him in serving the loving, doing loving service, transcendental loving service, following the instructions of the spiritual master. And the Madhyam Adhikari is considered between beginner and the advanced. And the Uttama Adhikari, the highest body, is very advanced in devotional service. The Uttama Adhikari is not interested in blaspheming others. Srila Prabhupada brought this matter up again. We spent some time talking about criticizing others. In this case, blaspheming and criticizing go together. They mean the same thing in this case. Uttama Adhikari. They're not interested in blaspheming others. Why? Because when they see every living entity, they see at the spiritual level, not just the body. The soul is in the heart of that living entity. The super soul is also in the heart of that living entity. The Uttama Adhikari, the highest devotee, is aware of that at all times. And that's why they're very careful in dealing with living entities, even in general, especially those who've turned their attention to devotional service, devotees, Vaishnavas. So, Srila Prabhupada says that person's heart, the Uttama Adhikari, is completely clean. And they have attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. Unalloyed Krishna consciousness. When we say unalloyed, it means pure. We use alloy here as something to impurity. When metals are mixed up, we call it alloy. So the one in smaller quantity would be considered impurity. So unalloyed Krishna consciousness means it's no impurity. And according to Srila Rupa Goswami, to associate and serve such Maha Bhagavat or the perfect Vaishnava, they are most desirable. It's something that we should really do. There is so much to get from serving such person. One example is 5-year-old Narada Muni. Narada Muni was with his mother months, which is a rainy season month, in Chatumasia. And Nanda Muni's mother served these things. And Nanda Muni himself, the little boy, also came around, associated with them. Obviously, as 5 years old, they treated him very nicely. And he had learned from them. And he took the remnants of their prasad. These are all purifying things. So the association of Mahabharata is very, very important. And he got the association of them. And so he learned Krishna consciousness and he grew Krishna consciousness through Krishna consciousness, through their teachings. What was explained, and of course these Mahabharatas, when they talk, they like to talk Krishna Katha. Topics about Krishna, quotations from the Shastra, making points. Sometimes they would debate, but it's all done in a very friendly way to make things clear to each other. And so, being present, Nanda Muni, with these wonderful saints, for 4 months, he gained a whole lot from them. So even after they left, and his mother, as fate would have it, got bitten by a snake, and she died, Nanda Muni had learned enough from these Mahabharatas that he did not point the finger at Krishna, why did you kill my mother so early? But he took it as a stroke of fate, and he went searching. He traveled in different places, again, trying to connect his soul with Krishna consciousness. He died also, and he got born again through Lord Brahma to become the Narada Muni that has given us so much. So much. Narada Muni is, if you could call it a resume, it's very long. go through the things that he does, all spiritual. So much. And he's in fact spiritual master of very, very elevated souls. Vyasadeva. So, Vyasadeva is one example. And so much direction that he gave. He would travel. We call it the spaceman. He could travel to different regions, spiritual, material, it didn't matter. He served Krishna. He was always praising the Lord by singing. Singing in praise of the Lord and playing his veena. And gives a perfect example of one who is Mahabharata, but he got that by association. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila, chapter 22 is entitled The Process of Devotional Service. The whole chapter is devoted to devotional service. Text 54, quite popular text. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Hoy. Lava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. And what it means is, so Sarva Shastri Hoy, the revealed scriptures, all the revealed scriptures say that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. Now, we know a pure devotee who is also the head of this particular society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. His divine gaze is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When we hear from Srila Prabhupada, when we read books written by Srila Prabhupada, or watch videos by Srila Prabhupada, subtly, at a subtle level, we are connecting with him. We are connecting with him. It's not like a regular school and you go and you have a teacher and the teacher just says whatever and you write your notes and you go, no, spiritually, it's deeper than that. There's a connection with him. So, hearing Srila Prabhupada, reading from Srila Prabhupada, is in fact a way to associate with him. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that even a moment's association with a pure body, lava here, lava matra, even a moment is lava when we bring it to a quantitative, it's like an 11th of a second. You can't even imagine that for a second, but split second, just call it a second. Even a split second association with the body. With the body who is a Mahabharata, there is so much success that can come. And I don't know about you, but there are quite a few times that I've come around some of our sannyasis, and in talking with them, we talk about a particular thing, I'll ask questions, I'll get some answers from them. But after the conversation or after the question and answer, for a short while now, I always felt different. Something inside me felt very, very satisfied. Always there. Always. Something inside me made me feel very happy. Although what I want, what I've asked, I've gotten. But always felt that there's more that comes. And so they carry the energy of Guru, the Param Guru, for us. Their Guru is the language A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And therefore, the point we're making is, when we get an opportunity to be around Mahabharata, we should take great advantage of it. They travel, and now these days, because of technology, sometimes you can even see them on Zoom. Take advantage of that situation and get as much as you can from them. Electronic way of meeting them is not the same as meeting in person, but still, there is some benefit to get from them. So even a moment's association, one can attain all success. So that's the potency of the pure devotee of the Lord. Now, Srila Prabhupada also explains, now we'll talk about Kanishtha Adhikari. So that we'll start from lower filling up. Kanishtha Adhikari, they're situated on the lowest platform of devotional service. So that says that devotional service is an incremental growth. It goes for a while and gradually increases there. Sri Prabhupada always says, gradually when you come around, we add on and add on and add on, then realizations will come. Krishna will sweeten the process. We just have to open our hearts for it. The only price is we have to be greedy. We have to be greedy to hear the holy name, to chant the holy name, and to hear about Krishna and what we need to do in order to serve devotionally. So, Kanishtha Adhikari, Srila Prabhupada is saying, one should not remain at that point. The Kanishtha Adhikari, one of the things is, they are interested in worshipping the deity in the temple, and that's good. In the Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, chapter 2, text 47, it says, Acharyam eva haraye bhujam ya sharaye tate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita asmita. The person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a Kanishtha Adhikari. If you remember when we started, we said every devotee deserves what? Honor. And then we said, don't criticize devotees needlessly. And now, so from this, what we can gather is a person who needlessly criticizes devotees is actually considered a Kanishtha. You're supposed to honor them, not criticize. Honor them. Because Vaishnavas are followers of Lord B. Vishnu, and they are special. They are helping for the masses of the people to be put in the right track to go back to Godhead. Their mission and the very life that they lead is extremely special and important for this planet. And so, a person who is engaged in worshiping the deity in the temple, but who doesn't know how to behave toward bodies of people in general, is called a Kanishtha Adhikari. Why Kanishtha? Well, they don't know how to behave towards people in general. If you compare the Kanishtha to the Uttama, the advanced body, is well aware that the deity is not only Krishna, but the super soul is also in the heart of the person they're talking to. And the person they're talking to is not sitting in the altar. He's just around here. But the Lord is in that person. In the heart of that person. Therefore, the honor should be given at all times. And therefore, when the person does not know how to behave towards and doesn't give honor to the devotees, respect them, then that's called a Kanishtha Adhikari. The Chief Papa says, one should not stay at that level. One should raise himself to the position of Madhyam, the next higher level. We'll talk about what Madhyam Adhikari does. One should raise himself up to that level. Therefore, one of the things that has to go, and I don't know, I'm sorry that I sound like a broken record for beating a dead person. Don't criticize. That would definitely ruin. You're talking about this body when I'm the key. You're holding the tie key. She's the whole key. What happens is to criticize means to offend, and when you offend someone, your devotional people becomes weak. This is why we're stressing this so much. The chant is wonderful, but you will break the very thing that you're trying to do, develop as a devotee, by being offensive or criticism or criticizing the nature like that. So one should go to the mid-level at the very least. Bhagavatam describes it, 11th Canto, chapter 2, text 46. Ishwarita adineshu, balisheshu, dvichastucha, prema mati kripo peksha yakaroti sa madhyama. And Srila Prabhupada translates the Madhyama Adhikari as a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love, makes an adhere group, right? That seems like it's similar to the Kanishtha. The Kanishtha worships the devotee, the deity. The Madhyam also worships the deity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, while the Kanishtha doesn't really care how to relate to other devotees, the Madhyam makes friends with the Lord's devotees. This is where the distinction is now. He makes friends with the Lord's devotees. He is merciful to the ignorant and avoids those who are envious by nature. That is the quality of the medium or the Madhyam Adhikari. Worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They understand that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the highest. Nobody is at his level. Nobody is more or greater than the Lord. But their relationship begins to change from one person to another. Makes friends with the Lord's devotees, which means that they will be involved in associating with the Lord's devotees in friendship. Those who don't know about Krishna, the Madhyama Adhikari is merciful to that kind of person. How does the mercy come? The mercy comes by teaching what we have learned from the founder charger to them. Distributing books is a show of mercy. Distributing prasadam is a show of mercy. And all of those can be done in a very simple and very, very congenial, friendly way. The person should feel that you care about them. They may not know about Krishna, but you show mercy towards them by bringing them, those who are ready to hear about Krishna, tell them, give them books. Those who are not ready to hear about Krishna, you can give them Krishna's mercy in the form of prasad. Now those who speak against God, we avoid them. Why? Because if a person is speaking against God, they are committing offenses. And that offense, they're going to pay for it later on. Sooner or later, they're going to pay for it. And therefore, if we drag on a conversation trying to change a person's mind, the person will be more and more and more offensive, then you're not really helping them because you just are, you know, making them, putting them in a situation where they pile more and more offenses, they have to pay for that later. And so in such situations, it's best to avoid them. Madhyamadikari avoids that. So that is a level that Srila Prabhupada would at the very least like us to be. We should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love. We should make friends as the highest object of love. Why? Because the devotee's aim is to develop Krishna prema, love of Godhead. So we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead from our hearts, serve devotionally, not expecting anything back, make friends with the Lord's devotees. So let's talk about some practical situations. So now, you are there with devotees. I'm there with devotees. We all associate. Somebody has a problem with someone else, comes to you and starts talking negatively about somebody else. We are in a circle, you shouldn't be criticized. So what should you do when that situation happens? Well, we'll give some answers, including one by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. One of the things one can do is that first, you don't want to disrespect the person speaking to you. Even if they start saying negative things, already in your mind you know it's negative. And you shouldn't be listening. It should make you uncomfortable if you really understand what Madhyamadikari is supposed to be about. Now, still, hold your horses, because you have to remind them, so hear them out, but your aim should be to turn the mind of the person that is speaking negatively into speaking positively. Now, we'll start with the example from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Guru, the Guru, spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. One of his disciples came to him, similar situation, to criticize another of his disciples to him. And just like we said, that's what Maharaj did too. He listened. He listened to the whole thing, and then when he said, alright, so, question. Does this devotee that you've said these things about have any good qualities? That was the first question. We've heard all the bad qualities you're talking about. What about the good qualities? Does he have any good qualities? And so the devotee that got asked that question was taken aback. Thought Maharaj was going to just start and go through some, do you have any good qualities? And so he remembered one. And he told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, yes, that devotee actually plays mudanga very nicely. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, how come you didn't say that at first? How come you didn't say that at first? So, what he did, we learned from this is, Guru Maharaj was expecting the disciple to come to say some things good about other disciples. If he didn't have anything good to say, then there was no point going to talk about those situations. Now, that does not mean that when sometimes we have a situation we're uncomfortable with, that we do nothing. We need to go to a person that The person we have an issue with respects. And Lord, what you want to talk about, you can talk about it, but in a nice way, express, you know, what you're uncomfortable with. And say that, literally, I'm uncomfortable with so and so and so and so and so. Not the person is like this, like this. I'll say it again. I am uncomfortable with so and so and so. If you say I, then it means you're putting it on you. I'm the one that has an issue with it. Right? We tend to say, well, he's like that, he's like that. When you say I, then the issue still will be expressed though. But it's like, I'm the one that needs help to better understand what's going on. Go to the person that the one that you have issues with, respect, and put it to them. Or you can go to some of the managers, again, depending on the relationship that's there between that person and the manager. You can talk about that also. And speaking about that, there's one example. So there was Brahmachari. This is the Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Brahmachari that saw that Lord Nityananda was parading in Navadvipa at the time, wearing so many jewels, really quite opulent, everybody. And Lord Chaitanya is speaking about living simply, chanting the holy name of the Lord. And so in this devotee's mind, it didn't add up. Why is Lord Chaitanya so merciful? But it looks like when it comes to opulence, he's showing so much. He didn't go to Lord Chaitanya. He went to Lord Chaitanya and told Lord Chaitanya, again, the same way we've talked about earlier. He said that I am having difficulty understanding why Lord Nityananda is dresses up with so many jewels like that. Because, you know, what we get from you is to live a simple life. Practice. A lot of stories about Sanatana Goswami, go into details about, you know, a very, very, very nice blanket that you got, Lord Chaitanya didn't even like that. So there's examples of this. Lord Chaitanya was definitely pushing for simplicity. And Lord Chaitanya is dressing like this. So he said to Lord Chaitanya, I'm having trouble understanding this. Please explain to me. The Lord did explain. He used a couple of pastimes. And the end result is, basically, and Brahmachari understood, Lord Nityananda is in a class by himself. Don't compare yourself to him. Basically, that's the answer you got. Don't compare yourself to him. Lord Nityananda is going to do what he's going to do. Because Lord Nityananda is not like us. But the point is, the way this person went to Lord Chaitanya and put the blame on him first, that he was the one that didn't understand, that's a very, very important technique to use. A little bit about Prakriti Sahaja is also people who are starting on. So Srila Prabhupada talks about that sometimes such people, they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is always very wonderful, but they attach to material things. They attach to people of the opposite sex, they attach to money, they attach to intoxication. In other words, it's not that it's bad, but we come with bad habits that need to be purified. So if anybody here has that issue now, it does not mean that we're going to put them down and then they will never grow in Krishna consciousness. We already thought that we should, what, mentally honor everybody. We're going to put a person like that down. It takes a while. We have come with baggage of lifetimes of doing all kinds of things in sense gratification, and we haven't left this material world. This jail. It hasn't helped us. So yes, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is purifying, but there's a gradual purification. So the person may be chanting the holy name of Lord, they're not yet properly purified. So those we should respect within one's mind. But their association should be avoided, because if they're going to start talking about intoxication and about gambling, there's a number of things, you know, that's not going to help. You give your association, but you don't take the association. In other words, you control the conversations you have with them. Every time they say something like that, you just turn it. I talk about my own situation that happened when I was in Port Royal, living in Gidanagri town. And for exercise, I used to play tennis. There was a bunch of guys in town who were quite good playing tennis. Most of them professionals also. None of them was a devotee. And we would play in the evening. And when we get on the court to play, playing indoors, we warm up for about 10 to 15 minutes, just playing back and forth, back and forth. And then we start counting. So every time it was my turn, we had a roster, you know, so people knew when to show up. I would come 5 to 10 minutes late, and they never could figure out why. If I come before the time they're supposed to start playing, or before that time, because they have to take your coat off and change, take your racket and so on, they begin to talk. Then they begin to talk about drinking and about deer hunting and about all of those things that I didn't want to hear. Right? And they will play for about 10 minutes and then we start counting. And they were ready players, so what to do? So I would go, but I would show up late. So that I got labeled as the person that always shows up late. But I couldn't tell it because what you talk about, I don't want to hear. Okay? So I had to go anyway. To get some exercise. They were very nice. I mean, some of them even came to my house and helped me when I was building things in the basement. They, you know, most of them were handymen. They knew so many things. So more goodness is there. But, you know, that's what it is. And then we play the game and then we take a break. And we go back to talking about those kind of things again. So what did I do? I would just excuse myself, leave, go to my car. And actually, it was also the time that I had to change my guide to. So it was just perfect. Go out and change my guide to, and then come back in. And then we just continue. But they never could figure out why that I would come in deliberately late. So by the time I come, they are on the court practicing. And when they're practicing, they don't talk then, right? So that's, I just come in and there I said, I'm a little bit late. So I accepted that label as a person who always comes 5 to 10 minutes late. But see, this is what happens. I was avoiding that time, that part of the association. Unfortunately, they weren't devotees that were very, very good players. When I was in Latvia, they were devotees that were very good players. So we just played together. But in Port Royal, that was a different situation. So the process by which a devotee becomes attached to Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Lila, chapter 4, text 192, Sri Prabhupada quoted, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Sampan, Se Kale Krishna Tari Tari Atma Sampan. At the time of initiation, when the devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as he himself. Now, if this is over your head, don't worry about it. At the time of initiation, when the devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him like he himself, to be as good as himself. Why? Well, the devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord. They are going to get help in what to do and what not to do from senior devotees, from Shiksha Gurus, and also from the Guru that initiated them, depending on the situation. Now, when the devotee fully surrenders to the Lord, Bhakti Yoga is actually quite interesting, for lack of a better word. Krishna gives liberation easily, relatively easily. But for Krishna, to give of himself, that comes from the process that we're talking about, Bhakti Yoga. A devotee that has come fully or become fully surrendered to Krishna has literally purchased Krishna. This is how the Shastra puts it. Purchased Krishna. Which means now some of the things that the devotee wants to do out of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in love with him, Krishna has to make arrangements for that to happen. Case in point, Bhishma. Grandfather Bhishma, very, very devoted to the Supreme Personality of God and the pure devotee of the Lord. Krishna said in the Kurukshetra battle he wasn't going to fight. Bhishma wanted him to fight. But that obviously goes against what it is that Krishna wanted to do. And so Krishna had to arrange in such a way that, and Bhishma also forced the issue a little bit. Actually, he had to, fought with Arjuna and almost killed Arjuna. And Krishna has to step in and deal with that situation by almost attacking Bhishma. Bhishma wanted Krishna to show his ability as a Kshatriya. No one is better than him in anything, everything. And Bhishma just simply wanted, just a great war is happening. Why shouldn't Krishna show that ability that he has as a Kshatriya? He said he wasn't going to fight. Bhishma said, you have to. I'd like Krishna to fight very much. And so Krishna made that arrangement. For that. It turned out that he didn't really fully attack Bhishma, because that day ended. Because we basically already said when the sun sets, then the war is over. So the sun set at that time, and so Krishna didn't have to attack Bhishma, but he was going to, because Bhishma wanted it. So Krishna then makes adjustments based on what the devotee who is fully surrendered to the service of the Lord does. Krishna makes adjustments to it. That's why bhakti is not so easy. Bhakti is not so easy. But when we are when we help each other in this process, we will all grow from that level that Śrīla Prabhupāda does not want us to be, which is the Kanishtha level, to the Madhyam. And by which, if we take the process more seriously, we come to the Uttama level. Now, there is one more thing, then I will just open up for questions. That Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura Maharaj Prabhupāda said, Śrīla Prabhupāda is a spiritual master. We have to chant a minimum of what? 16 rounds of japa? This is a comment made by Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura Maharaj. He says, unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, and that is the standard, 100,000 names or 1 lakh names of Lord, he is considered fallen. Patita, fallen. So according to his calculation, practically every one of us that chanted 64 rounds is fallen. But we're trying to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all seriousness and without duplicity. And because we're doing that, then the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patita Bhavana, can deliver us. And the joke in ISKCON is that devotees are supposed to chant 64 rounds. Vaishnavas are supposed to chant 64 rounds. Many of us will leave our bodies not having chanted 64 rounds. That will go back to Godhead. So some devotees made a joke of it as well. Srila Prabhupada opened the back door and let those of us came the 64 rounds to come in the spiritual world through the back door. But actually, all it is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So take advantage of it while that mercy is available. and 10, get yourself up to at least 16 grams. In that way, so don't criticize what is mentally at the very least honor. Maja Madhikari is the level you're supposed to get to. And Maja Madhikari will serve the Lord, will also make friends with the Lord's devotees, and they will be merciful towards those who don't know much, but still are open to hearing or at least accepting prasada. And those who say things bad about God, they stay away from. So that way, slowly we will grow, and whenever there is the opportunity to associate with the high level of the body of the Lord, please take advantage of it, because it will in fact help you in more ways than you yourself can realize, because there's so much connection that is there, so much potency that the pure body of the Lord carries. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are there any questions? Who has a microphone? So if you want to ask a question, just raise your hand. That means everything is clear. Yes? Okay. Who has a question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very insightful and a lot of back knowledge this text.
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy.
Okay. This is a question from a sense of inquisitiveness. When we see these discourses, I have seen, and this was a question I kind of alluded to last week as well. So, the discourse that goes, is it at the level where there are people of different categories? Like, let's say we are categorized in a way, using the word, loosely using it because we are used to categorizations like Nishtha, Madhyama, Tama. But when we, when the discourses are happening, is it in a way that is given that it's not just for these, but also somebody who's trying to know Krishna? Because some of the discourse material that I hear, again, time from India, the knowledge of Krishna has been outsourced. So it's not like, I don't know Krishna like that. But when I see these discourses, my question is that for all, or is it for somebody who's trying to know Krishna for the first time? Like, how does that categorize? Like, how does the discourses, generally with these senior devotees?
Very good question. It depends on the person who is speaking. Speakers usually are told to know a little bit about the audience, or at the very least, when there are people who we know obviously are not initiated, so they're there, we have to speak at a level that's basic, that most people can understand. And then we also bring in some things that, even though spoken simply, the deeper meanings are there for those who have been around and can relate to that. So that's also there. Now, that's on the part of the speaker. The other part is what you're doing. If you don't understand, ask a question. Don't feel that this is so. Now, how many churches you go that the preacher is preaching, and when it finishes, he says, are there any questions? No. You go to these religions, you don't do those, that, no. You don't get an opportunity to ask questions. So yeah, those who want to know more about Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are new, can definitely ask questions or even express to the person that was speaking at the end of this, that, I want to know this, I want to know this, I'm fairly new to this, can you explain it? And then they take time and they tell even more basic things that they didn't know, that they'd like to know, that would help them. So that opportunity is there during the lecture, or even after the lecture, the discourse. Yeah. Very good point. Very important. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Thakur ki. Yeah.